It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. It is the Battle of Jokes, which I just realized that my uncle is secretly trying to help you.
He is. I might have just hijacked the joke.
Oh, okay.
More than him helping me.
Okay, all right.
Like, it was sent to our email.
Uh-huh, all right. Got it.
I hijacked it.
Sure. Anyways, thanks, Uncle Joe.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy and,
glorious,
you know, bragging rights for at least a week, right?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
I've been on
right.
a losing streak lately, have I not?
You have?
I feel like I have.
I don't think that's accurate, Kelly.
Really? Did I win last week?
I think you won last week.
Oh, look at me.
So, yeah, losers go first. That would be me. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Kelly.
Yeah.
I've just crossed a crocodile with a homing pigeon.
Really?
Yeah, that'll come back to bite me.
Ouchie. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of jokes about unemployed people.
Oh, yeah?
Unfortunately, none of them work.
What is the best kind of music to listen to when fishing?
What is the best kind of music to listen to when fishing?
Something catchy.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Walked into a liquor store. A guy working there asked me, do you need any help?
Uh-huh.
I said, yes, but I'm here to get whiskey instead.
Oh, okay. What is Whitney Houston's favorite coordination?
What is it?
Hand eye
coordination. Got it.
Coordination.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Visited my friend at his new house. He told me to make myself at home.
Yeah?
So I threw him out. I hate visitors.
Oh. You know, Kelly, I have a condition.
Yeah.
Where I can only poop on large land masses.
Wow, we should probably get that checked.
Yeah, doctor calls it incontinence.
Again,
large land assets.
Get that checked out.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What's green and not heavy?
What?
Light green. Also a baby frog.
Also a leaf.
That too.
I was recently confronted by an ex who said that I treated her like a dog.
Oh, yeah?
That's a big stretch.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My therapist told me to write letters to everyone who's hurt me and then burn them.
Oh.
I've done that.
Uh-huh.
Now what I do with the letters?
Oh. This is deathy.
Little.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, why is it so painful to give birth?
Why is it so painful to give birth?
Well, so for once, women didn't know what it's like for a guy to have a cold.
Yes. 1,000%. They are the same.
Yeah.
They are the same.
A little sniffle.
Okay, buckle in for this one. It's from Uncle Joe.
Oh.
It's a little bit of a story joke.
Okay.
Plane is on its way to Toronto, and a blonde in economy class gets up and moves to the first class section, sits down.
Uh-huh.
Flight attendant watches her do this, asks to see her ticket.
Okay.
She then tells the blonde that she paid for economy class. She's going to have to go sit in the back.
Okay.
And the blonde says, I'm blonde, I'm beautiful, I'm going to Toronto, and I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Flight attendant goes to the cockpit, tells the pilot and the co-pilot what happened. Co-pilot goes back to the blonde, tries to explain that her ticket is economy, she's going to have to return to her seat.
Uh-huh.
The blonde replies, I'm blonde, I'm beautiful, I'm going to Toronto, and I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Co-pilot tells the pilot, probably should have police waiting for this unreasonable blonde, and the pilot says, oh, you say she's blonde? I'll handle this. I speak blonde. I'm married to a blonde.
Okay.
Goes back to the blonde, whispers in her ear, and she says, oh, I'm so sorry. Gets up, goes back to her seat in economy. Flight attendant and the co-pilot are amazed.
Right.
Ask him what he said to make her move without any fuss. I told her first class isn't going to Toronto.
That was a long setup.
It was. It was.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
What's the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer?
What is the difference?
The taste. I'll take that.
I knew the answer.
I knew the answer.
I did know the answer.
But always make sure. Always make sure you...
Know the difference.
Well, you check under the tongue first before.
Oh, God.
Before.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stop with the gestures.
Yeah.
Listen, can we acknowledge how hard I worked with the blonde joke? Can we acknowledge that?
That took most of the time.
I took y'all on a trip.
You did.
Didn't
I? Toronto.
To Toronto.
You did.
Without the blonde, though, she didn't go.
That is You Laugh, You Lose. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So if the next presidential election is this close, help us all. Because this setting the bar story is just a facepalm, if you will. It's on the way. Coming up here in just a few minutes. And then just after 7, something very strange happened to me that I need to ask you, and then maybe any plumbers?
Is this Ben therapy time? I love Ben therapy time.
Well, specifically, if there are any plumbers that are listening.
This is Ben fix it time.
Maybe it's time to get to a setting the bar story. Kelly, these are what?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if the next presidential election is this close, help us all. But if you can manage to make it through the day without losing the election by one vote because you didn't vote for yourself, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
That's a really tight race. Right. And this is a facepalm moment in this small town in Washington. It's near Seattle, had a city council election. These guys that were running, Damian and Ryan, they had to do a recount because the votes were so close, they couldn't really call the winner. So that's why we're talking about it literally a month later, right? It came down to a single vote. Ryan ended up winning 247 to 246, but Damian could have won, but he didn't vote for himself.
I didn't feel comfortable voting for myself. I thought it was kind of narcissistic.
Oh, bless his heart.
So I didn't.
We have no changes to the results.
Nice.
It looks like Mr. Roth unofficially is leading. And so it became official this afternoon at 4 o'clock during our canvassing board meeting.
Awesome.
They made it official that Ryan, the other guy, won the seat in city council.
So wait, if Damian would have voted, it would have tied it, right?
That's kind of what I was
thinking
too.
And then they have to have have another election.
So it's not clear if he voted. But if he voted for Ryan or if he voted for someone else or didn't vote at all, there were six.
I was thinking he didn't vote at all if he didn't feel comfortable voting for himself. Like, you're not going to vote for the other guy, right?
You would think.
You're going to be smart enough to not do that, right?
It's like, well, I mean, I'm running for this elected office, but I mean, he's a really nice guy. He'd probably do well too. So I'll just throw a vote for him.
Or, you know, I just don't want to be seen as conceited.
Right, right.
Voting for myself.
Have you met politicians?
It's not prom king.
Oh,
dude.
Shoot. Anyways,
it's elected office. You're supposed to vote. Like, a lot of times the politicians are seen on camera walking into the polling place. Like, everyone knows they're voting for themselves because you get a vote.
Yeah,
still,
so
even when you're the candidate.
As you said, yeah, had he voted, they sounds like they would have tied. And so the last time they had a tie, they flipped a coin.
OMG.
So it would have come down to a coin toss, but he didn't even get that because he didn't vote for himself.
He's admitting, well, I thought that'd be kind of rude if I voted for myself.
I didn't feel comfortable voting for myself. I thought it was kind of narcissistic.
Yeah, narcissistic.
Bless his heart, though. He sounds like a nice guy.
He doesn't want to say, listen,
I'm not better than the other guy.
Well, and he's not bitter, period. He just said, he was like, yeah, you know, I mean, I'll try again next year. And, or next time.
But pro tip, next time, Damien, go ahead and cast
Go ahead and cast a vote for yourself.
Yep,
it's
there you
okay.
go.
Okay, we're all going to understand.
That is your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without losing the election by one vote because you decided not to vote for yourself, you're doing okay. That's setting the bar. And if there are any plumbers within the sound of my voice that could weigh in on this, I greatly appreciate that. Because something weird happened to me about a couple hours ago. Now, not to get too personal, but, you know, in the restroom.
Oh, gosh.
Stall. Door is shut.
Yeah.
I've done this several times. Not today, but like, you know, throughout my career. Several. Anyways. So I'm in there, and this thing happened to me today that has never once happened ever before, ever. And that is the automatic flush on one of the urinals in the restroom went off, and it flushed.
And you're not by the urinal.
No.
You're in a stall.
I'm in a stall. I'm by myself. Seemingly.
You're sure no one's in there.
Well, that's my question. Do those things just go off?
Just occasionally flush, just in case.
Because it is a sensor. It's not like one of those that you have to push a button or like pull a lever or something like that to get.
It knows when it's been used.
The toilet to flush. Right, and so it senses when there's someone in front of the unit, and then when someone leaves, then it flushes. But there was no one there, and I got goosebumps all up on my arms, and I was like,
"Did a ghost just use the restroom?"
I didn't want to say that.
Well, but should we be asking for paranormal experts to be weighing in on this instead
first
of plumbers?
First I want to talk to plumbers.
Okay.
If there are any plumbers who have experience with those automatic flush sorts of things that they just go off on occasion
then
from time to time.
That there was a ghost using the restroom.
Then that, exactly.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you are seemingly the only person in the building.
Sure.
That could be kind of disconcerting where you're like, okay, I come back into the building because our restrooms are out in the hall and the TV screen has been changed. So it wasn't on the screen that it was when I left. So I'm like, man, two quick events that happened right in a row.
Makes you feel like you're
where it was like a ghost had to run, use the restroom and didn't like what was on our television. So switched it to watch. Watch some music videos or something.
Now listen, Jennifer doesn't identify herself as a plumber, but says the school I work at has automatic flush toilets. Sometimes they go off by themselves. It's weird.
Okay. All right. So that has happened before where those sort of anomalies sort of happen. But what's strange is this is the first time this has ever happened to me. Ever.
Okay.
Like, there has never been a time where one of those toilets have gone off where I have not been using it or someone has not been using it.
I will say I'm right there with you. That's never happened to me either. Like, someone is in there if it's going off.
Allison said and texted in, yes, they can go off on their own when they're going out. We had one in the church bathroom and it flushed constantly.
Oh,
like if the sensor's starting to die
like
or something like that?
Mechanical failure is starting to happen.
Yeah, that's definitely what happened. Rather than a ghost just needed to use the restroom and go number one.
Although the change in the channel thing is still perplexing.
Yeah, I know. That
which lends itself to the ghost argument.
It's just a weird couple of circumstances that happened that literally happened to me today. And I'm like, man. That is
here on the back of your neck stand up.
Yeah, it did. It was like I'm just sitting there. All of a sudden, you know, I get real quiet and I'm just listening. And then, like, if I heard the door open, it would have freaked me all the heck out. And I probably
a slow creaking.
Right, exactly. the bathroom door didn't open, didn't close. Just the flush happened. There in
see this building is not supposed to be haunted. We're supposed to be in a non-haunted building now, right?
Our old building was.
That would be a little bit more.
That was more Civil War era building.
Yeah.
There was
historic value.
Yeah, there were some weird things that happened. This building was built in the 80s, so I mean, still, granted, could be haunted because you know the 80s, 40 years ago. So, you know, there's still definitely some things that could happen.
I'm bothered more by the changing of the channel. To be honest,
I don't know.
That we've had some people roll in saying, "Yeah, toilets can do that."
Okay.
I'm more bothered
right.
by the changing of the channel.
You know what? I'm just going to let the channel changing thing go.
Okay.
If the sensor is failing on that toilet, then I'm all right with that. Rather than Casper needing to use the restroom. And
well, keep us posted unless we need to, like, you know, call our friends in a paranormal society.
No, I think we'll be fine.
Bring their stuff over with their little beep beep meters.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be fine. I think. I just wanted to hear it from experts. Or at least some people who've experienced it.
Well, Allison and Jennifer are going to be our resident experts.
All right. Thank you for being our toilet experts this morning here on the show on 99.7 DJX. Look, you never know when you're going to be called into action on this show. And your expertise could serve you well. So thank you. Appreciate that. Do this, Kelly Kay.
So these two sisters share some hilarious confessions to their late mom on TikTok. And it's going viral. Sarah and Katie's mom, Karen, passed away in July last year of pancreatic cancer at the age of 63. She was a single mom of three after their dad died when they were little. So they said it was us girls against the world.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up, Karen taught her girls how to mow lawns, shovel snow, kept them sassy in French braids, fun shopping trips. And they said when something bad happened, Karen would say, let's laugh about it and keep moving.
Okay.
So it feels fitting that the girls get on TikTok and confess some hilarious things they learned in the year since mom passed.
So our mom died a little over a year ago, and these are some of the things that we'd like to confess to her that have happened since she died. Okay, number one, we didn't know that we had to file your taxes.
Nope. What?
I didn't know that I needed to get my own insurance. Car insurance. I tried to do a charity walk for cancer. I couldn't finish it. I think I broke my heart.
I don't want you to think I didn't cry at your funeral because I didn't care. It's because I was so pregnant that if I cried, I would have thrown up.
She said, I was so pregnant that if I cried, I would have thrown up at your funeral. That's why I didn't cry. Don't think I didn't care. It was because I didn't want to throw up.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they're super cute. And it sounds like, I mean, a lot of people grieve in many ways and they use laughter. And they said, you know, all right, we'll check in later and probably tell you more things. You can see their video. It's really sweet and really funny. They crack themselves up at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I know, Kelly, you get really over the top. Well, maybe not over the top, but you go all in when it comes to decorating for the holidays.
Yeah, we love to go big. We have one, two, three.
How many?
We have three trees.
Christmas trees.
Well, okay, not counting the two that the kids got for their rooms. Uh-huh. They each have like little 4-foot trees in their room now. So it's 5 trees when you add all that in.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean,
like Christmas.
But that's on the inside, right?
The outside, we got some lights. He wrapped some trees this time where landscaping is a little different. We used to have like a hedge where we'd put all the netting lights over. Don't have that, so we wrapped a couple of other trees, and we have the garland around the door, you know. We got some big, like, gold bells this year.
Now, do you have any rules when it comes to your neighborhood about, like, the decorations that you can display and not display?
No, we have a contest, though, and just got the email saying, all right, the contest is on, and listen, you get to vote this time, because before it was kind of like a little committee that was making the winners, but now we get a chance to vote. We can vote once. And they're like, yeah, so put up the big inflatables and put up all the lights and
go because
big.
I don't think anybody puts up decorations, whether they be for the holidays or for Halloween or for whatever, and thinks, you know what, I'm going to make this look as trashy and terrible as possible.
Well, no, you try to make it as beautiful as possible or as fun as possible.
Right, and beauty.
You know, with inflatables, they have kids that love that stuff.
And what do they say? What's the phrase? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder?
Exactly.
Okay. So, you know what? Remember what Kelly said, because I think that may even be a good way to approach this group therapy coming up with Brandy. And she has been told, and we'll let you hear the entire note she got.
There are opinions.
Yes.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Brandy wrote to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, I love listening to you guys. Had to share this story with you. My husband and I just moved into a new neighborhood over the summer. We have been so excited for the holidays. We got around to getting all of our Christmas stuff up inside and outside. And over the weekend, I noticed a note taped to our mailbox. It was from an anonymous neighbor who wrote, "Welcome to the neighborhood. While we welcome all with open arms, we pride ourselves in a level of class. And frankly, your Christmas yard decorations miss the mark."
Ooh.
While these boxed blow-ups may have been acceptable where you came from, here, they're an eyesore, and frankly, the 2000 and tacky era is over.
Oh.
You might want to consider changing the theme for a neighborhood that's better than blow-ups.
Oh, gosh.
I was shocked, but also a little hurt. Like, they aren't tacky. They're really nice and weren't cheap. And it's about our five-year-old who's at a state and an age where Christmas is everything, and we let him pick out a few of those.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, thought you might like to share that on the show. Maybe I'm the one in the wrong here, but I also just thought, how rude and sad to think that so many people don't have better things to do than be miserable and try to make others miserable too.
True.
Would you do anything or just ignore it?
Oh my gosh.
Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
So, okay, your neighborhood is doing a contest, right?
Well, mine is. I don't know if hers is.
Right. But I'm saying that could be a suggestion, especially if maybe they are in a HOA situation, a homeowners association situation, right, where, you know, there are, quote, rules about the decorations that can be put up.
Maybe that's what she does. She reaches out to the HOA head and just say, "Hey, I got this letter. Do you guys have rules?"
Yeah.
Saying that we can't put up these kinds of decorations, or should I just ignore it? Is someone just being mean? What's the case?
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, and that's assuming that she lives in a neighborhood that has an HOA or has, right, like a homeowners association where there are like rules to how your home and your exterior can look and things like, right, that. Because, you know, as tacky as it may be, if there are rules in that neighborhood where it's like no inflatables over whatever, you know, all the decorations need to be white lights as opposed to colored lights, all that, you know, then, you know, that's something that you should have researched before you moved into the neighborhood. And I don't know the way around a homeowners association rule, quote, rule, other than you just are the house that breaks the rules in the homeowners association.
I've never really heard of any homeowners associations that get that nitpicky about holiday decorations.
So if it's
like, there's things about lawn heights and stuff like that. I think you're supposed to have pots filled if you have pots outside.
So if it's not a homeowners association situation and it's just
a mean neighbor,
and it's just a neighbor that's just like, okay, you know, I don't like the blow ups. I guess, what do you do? Because then it's like, well, now you're kind of pouring vinegar in our nice cup of eggnog.
Yeah. I think it sounds like, well, you may not be inviting those neighbors to any barbecues.
Well, you don't even know which ones they are. Exactly. Yeah. Our text line right now is blowing up with people saying, throw more inflatables in your yard.
Yep.
I would put more inflatables in your yard, more inflatables. I will tell you that, and I want to share a story with you about a high school teacher that I had growing up. She was my Spanish teacher, and what we used to do to her yard every holiday.
Wonder if she got notes from her neighbor.
Well, she lived in our neighborhood, so.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, I'll tell you that story on the way. So, yeah, we were talking about Brandy, who had been delivered a note from an anonymous neighbor saying basically your Christmas decorations are tacky, doesn't like the blow-ups. I had a Spanish teacher in high school, Senora Speakman, and she was beloved by all. She was one of those teachers that everybody loved. She didn't live too far away from me, to be honest. And every Halloween, every Christmas, every election, we would find things to put in her yard. So every election, we would take every single election sign that the different candidates would have, and we'd put them in her yard. So she'd have hundreds in her yard. Yep. Every Halloween, we would take pumpkins from other people's porches, and we would put them in her yard. And so she's been in the local paper before. She'd been in the local news before because her yard is literally littered with just pumpkins. And so
she knew it was students, right?
Yeah. Every year, it'd be a thing where, hey, if your pumpkin's missing, it's probably in my yard, you know, type of thing. Every Christmas. We would take things and we'd just take and find decorations and put them in her yard. I don't know why. It was just a tradition in the neighborhood that we grew up in. And so anyways,
she probably loved it.
I think probably. Yeah. Yeah.
I think, you know, at some point, in some way she loved it.
This is a little bit different in the sense that it's one person putting up their own decorations and then another person crapping on it.
Yeah. We all want to think that, you know, our decorations are beautiful and people enjoy them. And when you hear point blank from someone and they're called tacky, and maybe it was acceptable where you used to live, but now you're in a hoity-toity place and that's below our standards. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the inflatables that seem to be the issue. And Chad checks in and says, I live in Park Ridge with a homeowners association and they can't have inflatables. So there are some homeowners associations that legit put a kibosh on the inflatables in the yards.
Oh my gosh. Lauren, though, is rolling in with a suggestion of a new inflatable that she could get. We'll say it's an inflatable RV.
Oh, from Christmas Vacation?
Yes, with a little message to Clark.
Yeah, the crapper's full. Yep, that one.
But it doesn't say crapper.
Yeah, Stephanie said, didn't someone reach out to you about something similar with Halloween decorations? What if it's the same neighborhood?
Oh,
what if it's one neighborhood here in Louisville or in southern Indiana that's just causing all this ruckus?
Like, we're the ones banning inflatables. You can't have everything. Those here.
Halloween can't have fun. Christmas can't have fun.
Nope.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are just like, hey, you know what? Just ignore it. And unless your homeowners association specifically has a rule about it, Everyone is playing the petty card.
Yes, cover the yard.
Well, that would at least make your 5-year-old happy. So, all right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories. Thank you for the suggestions there. And Brandy, sorry that you're dealing with that, but keep us posted.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Nope. Keep us posted. That's group therapy. To win it, we'll do it. And we're playing a fun little game called Minute to Win It. Let's introduce you to Brad calling us from Crestwood. Hi, Brad.
Hey.
Brad's got brown hair, drives a blue Tacoma, is in engineering sales, and has been married for 15 years, or as you like to put it, look both ways before you cross the street?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Don't. I was going to say don't. Yes. Oh,
that's what I meant. You don't.
Now, see.
I was trying to save you from yourself, Brad.
Your wife is amazing.
Oh, good times. All right. Well, hey, Brad. We're playing Minute to Win It. So it's 60 seconds on the clock. 10 simple pop culture questions. If you don't know one, just say pass, and we'll come back to it if there's time, okay?
Okay.
Time will start after I finish asking the first question. Are you ready?
I think so. I could probably answer all 10 questions right now just by saying Taylor Swift, right?
Maybe. That's a really solid theory. That's solid.
All right, let's see how well you do. All right, Brad, here we go. First question. Finish the phrase, blank and chill.
Netflix.
Doja Cat's Paint the Town Blank.
Red.
What character did Macaulay Culkin play in Home Alone?
Kevin.
What sport is U of L playing USC in?
Football.
Social media site Twitter is now called what?
X.
This local rapper just donated 1,000 New Balance shoes to local kids.
Oh, he's vanilla, baby. It's Jack Harlow.
The Blank Brothers Christmas tune Fairy Tale of Philadelphia is number one on Billboard's holiday chart.
Jonas Brothers.
No. What is given? What was given on the first day of Christmas?
A partridge in a pear tree?
Goop is a lifestyle and shopping brand created partially by what former actress?
Pass.
Britney Spears just turned 42. Finish the lyrics. Oops, I...
did it again.
All right.
Not bad.
No, not bad. Not bad at all. Yeah, you got, what, 7 correct, I want to say? No, 8 correct.
8 correct, yeah.
All right, so it would have been the Kelce brothers.
As in Travis and Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
As in Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Exactly.
It all comes back to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you were closer if you would have said Taylor Swift.
And then Goop is a lifestyle and shopping brand created partially by which former actress?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Makes sense.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Remember us talking about that special candle?
Yeah, the candle that smells like a special area of her body.
Yeah, her company made that.
Yeah, I was going to say, holidays are just around the corner, so, Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure my wife would appreciate that as a stocking stuffer.
Stocking stuffer.
Oh, please give that as a gift and then let us know how that goes.
You know what? Brad hasn't been married for 15 years he ain't no dummy. You know what? You don't get to 15 years without learning some tricks, all right? So, Brad, congrats. Thank you for playing and being a part of the show. I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you. $100 for you to take your wife out to Bonefish Grill. All right?
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect place to give the Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
There you go.
There you are. Fantastic.
All right, this is kind of a scary situation that played out. Yolanda Cook suffered a stroke while driving on the highway.
Oh, geez.
Her daughter, a first grader named Brianna, used her mom's cell phone to call her grandma for help after she was able to get the car off the side of the road. Grandma told her, call 911. That's when the dispatcher, LaTanya, helped talk her through the whole thing, and Brianna was able to carefully follow directions so EMTs could find them.
My mom couldn't wake up or respond. That's why I called my grandma 911.
I'm very proud of her, for knowing her grandmother's phone number and knowing, okay, well, mom's in trouble. I need help. I'll be forever, forever grateful.
Mm. Yeah, isn't that amazing? So Yolanda ended up in 2 hospitals, was released after about a week, and Brianna was honored for her bravery. And then they got to meet the dispatcher, LaTanya, to thank her for helping Brianna stay so calm.
Oh, wow.
Just an amazing story. You can see it at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I mean, I'm not alone in saying there's a lot of pressure around this time of year to get the perfect gift for people, whether it's your spouse, a friend, a coworker, whatever. Because, that is, hey, here is a monetary value of what you mean to me.
Yeah, or
a representation of what you mean to me.
Yes, it's a representation.
In the form of a gift.
Well, right. But if it reflects a lot of thought,
yeah,
then that's great. It doesn't necessarily have to cost a lot. Listen, I'm really excited for you to open your gift this year for me.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited.
Okay.
I think it's perfect.
Oh, okay.
It's perfect. And it's not crazy boxer shorts.
I was going to say, is it underwear?
No, it's not. I had a long streak of that.
You give me underwear.
It was
a lot.
Kind of like, I don't know. I don't know why it started.
To be fair, I typically need underwear, so
that's great.
It's a useful gift.
I feel like that was started from some sort of conversation on the air we must have had. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. I'm breaking that streak, but it's a perfect gift, and I can't wait for you to open it.
Okay. All right. Well, we need to figure out when we're going to exchange it, so I can.
And you need to figure out when to shop for me.
No, I mean, I've got plenty of things in mind. I just need to make sure that I get them. In time.
If you have to order it, Sparky, you better hurry.
Okay, anyways. is there any time when a gift just didn't land? Jeff is rolling in. He's got a situation that he is coming to us and hey, you know what? Just need your opinion on this. So we'll let him explain on the way next. And then we'd love to hear your story about getting a gift that just didn't hit and why. All right.
You had the best of intentions.
Maybe. Maybe the best of intentions.
It's received differently than what you thought it would be.
All right. DMs, great way to get a hold of us. At Ben and Kelly Show. Got this from Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff needs some help. Hey, guys. First off, I feel like I've been riding with you two forever.
Aw, thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate that, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, want to toss this out to you both. Is a fitness watch an offensive Christmas gift?
Okay.
I want to get one for my girlfriend, but I don't want to send the total wrong message.
Mm.
I was excited to get this for her, but because she had talked about wanting to get into shape, but then I mentioned it to my brother, and he said it was a wrong move.
Mm.
Obviously, you don't want to insinuate that someone needs to be healthier, but still, it's a really cool gift. So what say you?
Well, I have a fitness watch.
Yes, and but you bought that for yourself,
I did.
You?
I did, yeah. But I also, there was a while ago that I bought a fitness watch for my wife, I want to say.
Did she put it on a list and say she wanted you to buy it for her?
She did not. She did not. But, and again, it was kind of similar to Jeff's situation where she was, you know, talking about, hey, I, you know, I just want to do some more stuff. So I was like, this will be great. This will be great. So I got it for her and... It was a thing where she wasn't ready for that yet. And so, she eventually started wearing it. But,
okay,
but it wasn't,
she offended at first when she opened it? Like, did she take it as a statement, like, yeah, I think maybe you should try to.
I don't think she was like offended, but it was just a, hey, you know, thank you. I appreciate it. All that stuff. But it was not a thing where she was able to wear it. And then her job, she's not able to wear jewelry or watches or things like that. So she wasn't able to wear it there either. But like she had to get to her a point in where she was like, all right, I want to wear it now. So I say all that to say, even though, Jeff, that may be a great gift, your girlfriend may need to get to the point where she wants to wear something like that, right?
If she explicitly gives you like a little wish list, right? And it's on there, then you're good.
Yeah.
But if she has not, I think your brother's right in saying it could be.
It could land a little awkward. I get that. But I want to know if you want to comment or you have a story about this, we'd love to hear it. All right. 502-795-1997. What gift did you receive that just didn't land right? And I want to go to Alicia calling us from Beachmont. Hey, Alicia.
Hey.
Hey. So you admittedly, you said you snoop.
Oh, yeah. I notoriously snoop for Christmas gifts before Christmas. They have to be very well hidden.
Okay. All right. So you came across some gifts that your now ex had given you before the holiday, right?
Yeah. He bought me 3 books that he wanted to read.
Oh, okay. Books on his reading list, not yours. Do you like to read at all?
Yeah, I love to read. Okay. And granted, they were by an author that I enjoyed, like the main series that he had written.
Yeah.
Okay.
But was not interested in the side books.
So it was like Dr. Seuss?
Dr. Seuss!
I'm a big fan of Dr. Seuss. You know. Okay. Liked his Cat in the Hat, you know, the Lorax, all that stuff, but the side project stuff, not down with.
Okay.
Right. I had no interest in reading, like, strictly sci-fi books.
Right. Okay, gotcha. So, Alicia, when you saw those, did you, out of spite, did you read them and make him wait, or what'd you do?
I waited a couple of months before I read them, and I would not let him read them until after I did because they were my gift.
Mm, there you go. So
I think that's good.
So with that in mind, what would you suggest Jeff do? Do you think the fitness watch is something that he
good
should
idea,
just
bad idea.
Go ahead with? Right.
If it is something she's expressed interest in getting, then go for it.
Okay.
But if it is not something she has expressed interest in, he needs to hold off and maybe do a just because gift instead of a Christmas gift.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
All right. Alicia, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You all have a great day.
All right. You too.
Ashley from Seymour says, when you're my ex-husband, forgot to get me anything to put in my stocking. So he went to the pantry, put barbecue sauce and other random kitchen food items in my stocking. I would have rather he put nothing in there at all.
I mean, again, those are anytime gifts. Those aren't.
But that is obvious. You forgot.
Those are not stocking stuffer gifts.
Maybe you misunderstood the whole, we had an agreement, we're not getting each other anything, but then she got you something anyway.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh crap, I gotta now find something, and you go to the pantry.
Is that the first place you go if you're scrounging for something around the house to get a gift?
No.
You go to the kitchen, to the pantry?
No, because again, that's obvious.
I mean, what I would probably
do... She probably saw the barbecue sauce in there. And then she's going to go in the pantry and be like, oh, the barbecue sauce isn't in there anymore.
I would probably try to find a shirt that she hasn't worn in a long time and wrap that up
and
before
I... And re-gift an old shirt.
And do that before I put barbecue sauce in a stocking.
You say, I got to go somewhere. I got to run an errand real quick. And then you go get something.
Yeah. Now, Megan is on the opposite side, says, my fiance said he wished he had a watch so he could count his steps at work and get more into shape and all that stuff. So she got him an Apple Watch for Father's Day, and he loves it. He wasn't offended.
Apple Watch, though, isn't necessarily just fitness-oriented.
That's true.
That does lots of things. That's not like a statement that, hey, babe,
yeah,
uses to drop some LBs.
Yeah, exactly. Is this Andrew the Love Doctor?
This is, sir. Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew the Love Doctor. What's your thought on this?
Well, he's got to hit around a little bit to her, maybe kind of get a feel. If it's something she really wants, again, he's got to understand that if he gets her a gift like that that she's not expecting, it might come across the wrong way. But again, it all comes down to what we've always talked about, guys, with men and women. Communicate. Hit around. Figure it out. I mean, he's a smart guy, it sounds like. And also, real quickly, the guy that got barbecue sauce and put it in the stockings, that's why he's divorced. I'm just saying.
Exactly. That's what she said to my now ex-husband.
That is why.
Yep.
That is why. That is
100%.
Just adding to the pile of reasons, that's for sure. All
there
right.
There you go.
Andrew the Love Doctor, always a pleasure hearing from you.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right, take it easy, buddy.
We have a lot of people rolling in on text message. Jared says, throughout the year, just grab a couple little things, put them away. If it gets close and you forgot, then you have a stockpile, LOL.
Mm.
Well, that's a whole other avenue to go down. Like, if you are a perpetual, I forget to buy stuff
right
for occasions,
right,
that might be for you. But, like, he's on it. He's already got the gift in mind, and he wants to go ahead with it. He's just afraid of, like, making her upset.
Yeah.
Like,
so
Jeff's on it.
So I think what we're all saying is maybe you hit the pause button on that, or you get it for her as an any day gift, not necessarily as the Christmas gift or something like that. But
exactly. But again, you know, she needs to make sure that she has mentioned mm-hmm that specifically, that that is something she wants
mm-hmm
and she's interested in. If that has been nowhere on the radar with her, then no.
If you've got any more stories, we'd love to hear them. You can comment or text 502-795-1997 on 99.7 DJX. We were just talking about presents that you received that just don't hit, that didn't land. Bethany says, just to add, don't buy your significant other any sort of intimate apparel or anything up that alley. That's a gift for you, not them.
Right. Unless you know they will enjoy that. You might let her
unless
pick
you
that
know
out
it, well,
herself.
Don't have her unwrap it in front of the family either.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that would, no, that's not good.
Stacy rolls in and says, my ex hid a ring box in the tree for me to find. Waited until the last present and had me open it in front of his entire family. Yes, we were all thinking the same thing. I open it, and it's a ring with a cactus on it that I had in my Amazon cart. Awkward.
Oh, no. Oh, that is a different kind of ring people were expecting.
Yep, exactly. Asia, what happened?
So my dad and my stepmom got together whenever I was about 8 years old. They've been together for, you know, over almost 20 years now. And it took my grandma about 10 years to come to terms with my new stepmother.
Uh-huh.
Until then, for Christmas, she would get things like half-used candles and gift bags for Christmas.
They would be previously used?
Like, seriously, half-burnt like white barn candles, like the fancy candles, but half burned.
So, like, how did those go over?
She never said anything because she wasn't trying to cause any issues, but for years, she would get a box of half-burnt candles.
Oh, my gosh. That is wild.
It was pretty nuts, and then all of a sudden, she decided she liked her and started getting her, like kitchen stuff, new kitchen stuff.
Actual gifts.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang.
That is crazy. Patrick says, my grandmother bought me a cereal bowl when I was 6 years old. That's the only gift she ever got me. But that could be the gift that keeps on giving.
I mean, really, yes, if you use it daily.
Yeah, for sure. If it's a great bowl, I mean, I can understand that. That's for sure. All right, well, thank you for all the stories. That's definitely. And then there is several people who have come in and with the suggestions in case you're in a pinch. Now, this is something that you're going to have to do throughout the year, but buy little things throughout the year and just kind of stash them away in case you forget something, you can have something in a pinch as
That's
opposed
a good
to
suggestion, Jared.
Going to the pantry to pick up some barbecue sauce and other kitchen items to toss in the stocking.
No one is ever going to want kitchen items in a stocking, okay? Because you could just go to the grocery store and just buy it. That shows zero thought.
Kelly, did we just pass a magical anniversary?
We didn't pass a magical anniversary. I just happened to note that this past weekend was the 90th year for the Purdue Musical Organization's Christmas show.
You mean the same Christmas show where we received this masterpiece?
Do you remember me?
A grown-up Kelly Kay?
No!
Kelly Christmas?
No!
Stop it.
Why can't we hear the song that you sang wearing the sunglasses and the Santa hat?
Because we don't need to hear that one.
What was that, like Santa Baby? Was that like
that was my junior year.
It was a Santa. It was, wasn't it? It was like sexy Kelly doing.
No, it wasn't sexy. It was like a little sassy Soul Sisters kind of thing.
But was it like a Santa Baby?
No, it wasn't that.
Slip a
no.
Table under the tree.
No.
For me.
No, it's kind of jazzy.
No, when the beat drops. In case you've forgotten about this or never heard this before in your life, this is Kelly Kay singing when she was in college a little grown-up Christmas list, which we like to highlight every single year right around this time.
6,000 people saw this in person, by the way.
Look at that.
Magic.
And you know what? Even more got to enjoy it afterwards.
That's great.
Little did you know, those 6,000 people who saw it in real time was going to exponentially grow.
That's great.
In the years after that has been performed.
Listen, when I discovered it lived on the internet, I decided to face the beast.
You have to.
You have to. I took control of the narrative.
Okay, well, next, I need to hear the sassy Kelly, your junior year, rocking the shades and the Santa hat and doing a little sexy Santa Baby.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. So we had a foursome called the Smooth Operators.
I bet you did.
We had special numbers at every show. That was my junior year. And I got to perform that.
Okay.
Grown Up Christmas List was my senior year.
Oh.
And my daughter, by the way, I showed that to her. She's like, that is not you.
Which
and
one?
My son just went to go hide.
Oh,
both
yeah.
Of them.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so cringy, Mom. Why are you so cringy?
It's all good. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram or Facebook.
A lot of people, thank you to all the kind people who are like, you know what? Y'all act like that doesn't slap.
That's right. That's right. It's a banger. It's a holiday banger. You know what? Someone just needs to throw a modern beat underneath it and
a little remix.
Absolutely. And that will live on for generations to come. So
listen, that was six shows the weekend before finals week. And my senior year, I was doing a morning radio show.
I mean, my gosh, Kelly,
that was much
how did you juggle it all?
It was a lot.
Stardom. grown-up Christmas list.
Bangs.
School. I mean, this is...
That was an unfortunate time for hair and fashion. I'll say that.
You were hitting it head on, I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh.
99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, it's time for a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without taking out your aggressions on an inflatable Santa Claus, you're doing okay.
What, that inflatable did nothing to you. What is happening?
Yeah, congrats, Lexington. You're making the show as a couple there upset that someone shot their inflatable Santa in their yard last weekend.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
That's not good.
Right. Here are the homeowners describing what happened.
Me and my wife were sitting on the couch watching TV and heard kind of like a small bang or whatever. So she asked me to take a look, and when I looked out the front door, we saw that the inflatable had fallen over. I went back and looked at our home security camera, and it actually showed a vehicle turn around in the court and a sound that sounded like a firearm shoot it. And as soon as that noise went off, the inflatable fell down.
Wow. So,
I mean, what if that bullet went through a window or a house or something like that?
Yeah, no one was hurt except for the Santa Claus, of course, but the community obviously concerned because this happened very close to houses.
Yes, it's in someone's front yard.
Yeah, police are investigating, but yeah. Again, this is not a way to, you know, we had heard earlier from a listener who got a note about their Christmas decor from a neighbor.
They didn't like the inflatables. Yeah. Sure. I get it. They're not everybody's taste, but we don't shoot them.
No.
Okay. That's not target practice.
No. No. They're not target practice. As easy as they may be for you to hit.
Yes. If you want to do that, go buy a farm. Set them all up out there. Do your target practice out there where it's not in a neighborhood where a stray bullet could hurt somebody. Thank goodness that didn't happen here,
yeah.
But it could have.
Exactly. So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without making absolutely sure you're on the naughty list by shooting an inflatable Santa, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. You're not. You're getting nothing for Christmas.
That is your setting the bar story. 99.7 DJX. By the way, we were just talking about the inflatable, the setting the bar story that got hit with a bullet in Lexington and went down. Earlier in the show, we were literally talking almost about the exact same thing, about some inflatables that were upsetting at least one neighbor in a neighborhood. And we were like, man, are there neighborhoods around here that ban the
strict guidelines?
Yeah, ban the inflatables. And several people texted in and they were like, yeah, my neighborhood does.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
like,
for
sure.
There was
one that texted said we can't have any decorations.
Yeah, no decorations.
Like none.
No graduation signs, nothing.
That is crazy.
I know. That is a little bit crazy. But yeah. So if you want to read some of the comments that we got, you can. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show regarding the, you know, Christmas decor in the neighborhood that is upsetting at least one person and calls it 2000 and tacky era.
I mean, that's savage.
It is not very
nice. It's a little bit sad. It's like, that might have been acceptable where you used to live.
I know, right?
It's like, wow.
I know. At Ben and Kelly Show. Baby, do a leap and make them dance when they come on. Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. Just a quick note. There is a show announcement for Louisville coming around noon. So Ryan Smetzer will give you that announcement as he is posted on our Facebook a picture of him as a kid sitting on Santa's lap. So he'll give you the show info, and then Emily will hook you up with the tickets a little later on this afternoon, and then you'll be able to get in to win all week before they go on sale Friday online at WDJX.com. But again,
listen, Ryan's sweater game is big time, too. If you haven't seen his latest reel of his latest Christmas sweater, it is pro.
Yeah, it involves Snoop Dogg, we'll say.
And listen, I need to know if he also has the, I guess, coordinated gift of Snoop on a stoop. It's his version of the Elf on the Shelf. Oh, that exists.
Is there?
Yes, there is a Snoop on the Stoop. I saw it. I need to know if anybody has it.
Oh, wow. Well,
and
if anyone
he still operates the same way the elves do.
I was going to say, well, if anyone has it, it's probably Ryan, who's on the way next. Again, he's got the announcement for you at noon with the concert, and then Emily's going to give you those tickets. And then I believe we will have a pair of tickets for this show later in the week. So just kind of keep that in mind as the 12 days of giveaways continue all this week here on 99.7 DJX. All right, what else, Kelly?
There is much to see on the website at WDJX.com. Felicity Huffman is talking for the first time about the college admissions scandal.
I barely do, but yeah, she spent 11 days in jail. Donations or something to the university to get her kid into the university, or was it just completely fabricating the fact that her kid was in university?
Well, no, it was a couple of different things. For her, she paid $15,000 to have her daughter's SAT scores altered.
Oh, okay,
she was told your daughter's not going to get into any of the colleges with these scores.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
So
no
she
good.
Thought that was the only way her daughter was going to have a future.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see all that. But in all, 33 parents face charges in that whole deal, including Lori Loughlin, who spent more time in jail.
Yeah. She's the one they had
fake pictures of being on the rowing team.
Yeah, rowing team. That's right.
That was her.
Oh my gosh!
To try to get a scholarship.
All right, so that on the website and more, you can catch that, and then tomorrow more chances for you to win with the 12 days of giveaways. All right, guys, have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.